Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
We're back. Sorry, go on. What did he say?
I know as soon as he came, because he Devon-ed me out of it, but there was a girl from Donegal who worked with him. She said, stop calling him Devon. His name's Devaney. Yeah. So when I met him, it was the first time I met Marty, actually, years ago. I know.
So it's Devaney, though, isn't it?
Devaney.
Devaney. He was Marty.
He was saying Devaney.
Devaney. Yeah. Yeah, so it's, but it's Devaney, almost Devaney. Like a French. Brendan French, yeah. Devaney. Is it French? It's yes. Like Devaney.
I'll take French.
There you go.
It's even more interesting.
You are a former GA footballer, soccer player, who only gave up the game after an injury issue, is not right?
Yeah.
And you've seen all sides to the game, obviously the good sides, the bad, the perks and the drawbacks, and now you watch the sport. You played for what, 10 years from the sideline, and you're an old hand in your opening game for Donegal, of course, in 1998. You scored, wow, how was that? 2 goals, 2 points, that must have been so, that's like, that's Roy of the Rover stuff.
Yes.
Did it feel good? Do you remember back to that time?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it was a good time to be playing with Donegal.
That's the way we roll here. Yes, it's a conversation. Like it. It's not an interview. It's great. Yeah.
It just turned on, didn't I?
Sorry about that.
Listen, that's okay. It's okay. That was the first time in Croke Park. It was the old Croke Park then, but a lot of mistake about it. The heart was nearly beaten out of the chest, so it was exciting times.
To wear that jersey must be a source of huge pride for you and your family and the community and the town and the whole lot.
Yeah. When you grow up, you dream of either playing soccer over in the Premiership or with Ireland, or you dream of playing with Donegal. So, firstly, one of them dreams come true. You know, there's a lot of planning done in the garden as a kid, but, you know, just I didn't really play underage and that. Things just kind of happened all of a sudden for me, Ryan. Like, it was just, I didn't really play underage with Donegal. I was more playing a bit of soccer then, so.
Yeah, so how, because the soccer was a big feature in your life as well.
Yeah, well, obviously. I grew up around soccer. Would have been bigger than Gaelic when I was growing up, so, you know, we looked up to Fan Harps and that, and again, I was dying to play for them, and the offer came a bit earlier in the Gaelic, because at that time, you probably needed to form a wee bit more as a man before you got a chance to play Gaelic, so the Gaelic kind of happened late. I didn't play minor or under 21 really, but I'm straight on the senior team, and there I stayed for 10 years.
Yeah, that's unusual, but it's obviously what you're good at. And in this country, you know, we often talk about the soccer, the international soccer team, and why we sometimes have to import our third generation friends from across the water, be it, you know, Ray Houghton or Andy Townsend down through the years. And people often say the only reason for that is because because of Gaelic football.
Yeah.
You know, there is that people get torn between which discipline to go to.
Yeah,
did
I came back. I was born in England as well, right?
Yeah.
I was born in Northampton, just down the road from Shakespeare, so I like to pull in that heritage all the time. But I lived in Northampton for a year as well, there for a while. So the English thing over there, obviously my parents went over, they met there, they needed employment in the 70s, so yeah, two of my sisters were born there as well. So that's a big part of it, yeah. But you had that tribal feeling of Ireland, and that's what's draws people home.
Playing county football and senior football is a huge commitment. Is it tough?
Yeah, it's got very tough, Ryan. Probably in the 7 years now since I've stopped playing, it's become a different world. It's changing so rapidly. For 100 years, there was very little change, and then suddenly coaching came in, the tactics came in, and, you know, it's got right finite. It's right at the top of any sporting game around the world. You know, the GA in terms of tactics, fitness, preparation now is with any professional sport.
Yeah. Except that for all the effort that you put into, say, in a game of rugby, you get a check at the end of the season.
Some people get checks.
Yeah, indeed. But I always think it's amazing when you see guys, you know, breaking their backs in Croke Park for a senior semi-final or a final. Within 2 days, they're back at the bank. Or travelling the country in a car selling stuff.
But the steps in that season, first of all, you play for your club, you're proud of that there, and then if you get taken into Donegal, you know, that's, and they say the family and that, so the money thing's never an issue, I think, for people, but at the top now with the GPA and that, sponsors are coming on. But again, the problem as well, Ryan, is that it's only the guys at the very top are getting it. Yeah. We see, you know, Toyota sponsoring Dublin there, give them 16 cars. You know, I think if you're a sub in the Dublin team, you probably have a company car now, which is crazy. Yeah. If you play for one of the third or fourth division teams, you might get a tracksuit in the bag. So, you know, there's a very unlevel playing field at the moment, and we're not blaming Dublin for that, but we somehow have to maybe spread out the coaching, spread out the money, because if we're going to be an organisation that promotes it right across the board, we've got to get our act together now, and we haven't been doing that. The thing's kind of run away with itself.
Okay, so you need to kind of keep an eye on that, make sure it's running the right way. Would you say you had any perks in the job too when you were playing?
Perks, yeah. Well, I suppose I played for Ireland and the Aussie rules at home, and then away I got out to Australia. Yeah. Back in the day, when we used to get to New York for the weekend, they play. Yeah. I could never go in the summer because I was always working. I'd go for a full summer, but I used to get out to 14, 15 weekends, I think, in total before the GA.
So you got
started.
To see a bit of the world, yeah. And have the crack with the lads and enjoy yourself out there.
Yeah, there's part. I mean, it's a great part of your life. There, often we look at the roughness of Gaelic and a lot of the harshness in it, but there's so many good people. You go to any GA match and follow them, anybody walk into the game or on a calf or opposition or whatever, yeah. You know, it's the best of crack. I know there's some lunatics out there, but it's a game. You see guys effing and blinding. If anyone's listening now, I think they need to see a psychiatrist, sort their issues out and come back and support their football teams, because some people lose the rag about at games, particularly if their kids are out. But generally at GA matches, you know, it's a great vibe, and it's a great part of our summer, and I love it. I do commentary for if you're good sales here, do a bit with News Talk, BBC, you know, work a bit with Aircom. They sponsor football as well. So all that kind of helps to keep an interest.
And you do, that's the sporting side of your life. What are you doing on your, to earn a crust in your daytime?
Yeah, I'm a sales manager with Larson Building Products. They're a hardware company based in Belfast and Dublin. So I'm with them 10 years.
So you're on the road a lot then?
Yeah, on the road a lot. Again, just GAA is huge, Ryan. You know, everywhere you go, towns, like there's so many people. That's the main topic of discussion. So
do you get any work done? I mean, if you were to go into a place to have a chat, you know, on a Monday morning after a big game, that must be impossible to move, is it?
My boss is listening. Somebody said if you're taking abuse from an Armagh or Tyrone man, I said, as long as he gives me an order, Ryan, I don't mind what he says. You know.
Always chasing the dollar. You know, that's it. Yeah, you've got to make a buck, don't you?
Yes.
How do you feel about the championship this coming season now that we're kicked off?
I'm going in with no expectations at all, Ryan. Funny, I was covering the Derry Down game last day, and I left it. I suppose we're trying to hype it up on the radio, you know, make it interesting. Yeah, sure. And I left feeling that it was okay, but when I come out, everybody says terrible games, a terrible match. I actually went there expecting nothing, particularly after how Derry had played against Dublin. You know, I was waiting for two shutouts. So whatever good comes out of it then, I find it interesting because it's going to be tactical. It's going to be, you know, that kind of real uncompromising, low-scoring game. So you got to look at other aspects of it. So I find the game still interesting. I enjoy them. I mean, I thought Donegal-Tyrone was a brilliant game as well, because, again, I was expecting a complete shutout of a match. And, you know, so whatever happens, particularly in Ulster, you know, it's rough.
It's rough going, but who do you fancy now? If you're to call it,
for the whole thing,
yep.
Still, you gotta look at the Dubs, Ryan. It just depends who can stop the Dubs. Enough.
Is that it?
From doing what they do, yeah.
Well, the Dubs were stopped last year, weren't they?
They were. Well, Donegal, maybe, as they say, they were all out of attack. I think they've probably learned from that, Ryan. I wouldn't fancy now Donegal playing them again.
After the last time.
I think they're out to get us now or whatever. Okay. But listen, you know, we've seen what Monaghan did them in the league final, you know, so Monaghan could have very easily won that match, and that was after Dublin hammering them the week before.
It's amazing how that can happen, that one weekend, you're hammered. The next weekend, it could be a draw, or you could be... I mean, how does that happen?
The psychological aspect of the game is massive. Yeah. You look at teams trying to turn their game plan against the other team, and once you see them, it's like Donegal in the semi-final last year. Yeah. Once they had hung in and they started getting top in Dublin, it's almost like a boxer going for the blows. You could feel that Dublin kind of, you know, start to come under their shell. They knew they had no backup plan. Yeah. So really, I think, you know, we'll not see that from Dublin this year. But a lot of teams, once they're broken, if it likes a Donegal, if Donegal get 3 or 4 points ahead of you with 10 or 15 minutes to go, you know you're not going to get a goal, you're not going to get many points, they're just going to sit and counter-attack you. And that's in players' minds.
That's what Joe Brawley loves.
That's what he loves.
He's a big fan of that.
Yes. Well, I think Brawley's probably a bit awkward because he's maybe holding up the Ulster side of things. Very interesting, the different provinces, right?
Yeah, what do you think of Joe?
Yeah, if you look at the different guys, Joe's always kind of maybe defending Ulster in a way and trying to show that side. Of course, Spillane and Spillane's O'Rourke's that way. Yeah. And of course, we have to maybe get someone in Connacht to balance it up a bit. But at the minute, the two lads love to have a go at Ulster. Brawley's trying to protect and show what Ulster's about. But sometimes it's not pretty up here in Ulster, but it's only championship that counts.
Yeah, and gosh, as you say, it's great entertainment, and you know, we love doing it. Do you miss it?
Yeah, I miss it, Ryan. I say, because of the bit of work around it, it's probably a bit easier going and doing a bit of work at a game. If I was just sitting there, I'd probably miss it more. But you know, there's loads of things to do in life, and you know, we're here in Donegal.
Sunshine on the diamond. Yes. I mean, where else would you want to be?
I could lend a car. You were driving yesterday from Brown's Autos to that soft
You did.
Stop, so I'm going to cruise about now. He thinks I'm giving it back to him after the show.
He can forget about it.
You had a surfboard coming out of it yesterday.
Yeah, I did.
People watching you.
I can run, I can hide, but I can't hide. I think is what you said. Brendan Devaney.
Devaney O'Shea.
Got that right from. But it's good to see you. And thanks for being good sport coming to see us today. And we wish you well in your travels. And make sure if Brendan comes near you, give him the sale. Don't worry about the chat.
One big thing, my son was 5 yesterday, so I want to wish him a happy birthday.
What's
Matthew.
His name? Matthew. Congratulations. Yeah. Jeez, you are a busy man.
Yes, right.
Okay, good on you. Thanks a lot, Brendan. Nice to talk to you live in the Ship Van here in Donegal Town today. We'll be back after this break.